latest team news from clubcall.com. These are your latest Manchester City headlines, beginning with the news that Pep Guardiola says Manchester City have plenty of hard work ahead of them, despite recording an emphatic 4-1 victory over Real Madrid in a pre-season friendly on Wednesday evening. Goals from Nicolas Otamendi, Raheem Sterling, John Stones and Brahim Diaz secured an encouraging win in the pre-season fixture in Los Angeles. However, City boss Guardiola cautioned against overstating the significance of seeing off the European champions in what was a warm-up match. He said, "We won against the team that was the best in Europe 2 years in a row. It was not important to them, though. We need to grow and build. Real Madrid are already done. Real never played badly. We were good. Real are always a top team. I admire them greatly." Well, meanwhile, and John Stones has described City's win over Real Madrid as a good platform for the future. He said, "We were hungry. We wanted to beat them. And it's a good platform to take into the next game. It was good to be out there, get 90 minutes under my belt and test myself against the Champions League winners. I didn't get those goals too often, but it's nice to get off to a good start." Finally today, in City's hopes of landing Kylian Mbappe have been dealt a blow, as Monaco hope he will pen a new deal with them. City and Real Madrid are both known to be in the hunt, with reports claiming a deal worth in the region of £160 million is in the pipeline. Monaco Vice President Vadim Vasilev insists no agreement has been reached with any club for Mbappe and that he is hopeful he will sign a new contract. He said, "I assure you there is no agreement with the club. We are discussing a contract extension with Kylian."